like the sun being down, and now you want to come out, we'll change the distance from our hearing voice to about 5 miles. Come on in and enjoy the second half.
There you go. Case airing it out, but incomplete. Not a receiver about 5 yards from it.
Overthrew him. It looks like he cut the pattern off, Clark, and the coach is talking to him right now, give him another play, but he ran a square out, and it should have been running a flag pattern.
And that pass was intended for 89, Eric Lesperance. So.
I'm glad you're saying that name.
It's 4:39 remaining in the first half. 34-0 over Harbor Beach over North Huron. So the punt team comes out once again, 4th and 7 for North Huron. Ginther and Soul, it's a fake.
Oh, we overshot his receiver, number 89, your friend and mine, Lesperance.
There you go.
Hey, how about that?
So number 8, the punter, Kyle Case, goes for the fake. Looks to his left, incomplete. Looks like they weren't quite on the right page there.
No, it looked like, you know, they had everything there, but Lesperance didn't turn around quick enough.
Are you just trying to say Lesperance as many times as possible now?
That's correct.
Okay.
You know, you had a good speech teacher.
That's very true.
That's right.
That's very true. And for those that didn't know, Ron Lehrman was, in fact, my speech teacher.
You weren't supposed to tell that. Let them figure it out.
Yeah, well, it's pretty obvious.
Well, not really.
Okay, so Kraft tosses out to number 2, Travis Essmaker. Has room to run on his right side, approaching the right sideline, and gets about 11 yards, good enough for a Harbor Beach first down. Looks like we have a lost shoe out there.
Well, not only a lost shoe, it looked like... Ginther had a hold of one of the defensive backs, and the official was standing right there. So, and he had his arms around him and didn't pull that parachute out. So the Pirates picked up another first down.
No harm, no foul, apparently.
Apparently.
So it is now 1st and 10 once again for the Pirates on North Huron's 21-yard line. Travis Essmaker with the 11-yard gain there. 3 men in the backfield. Wing T, Kraft still under center. Kraft hands it off to number 8. Fumble on the play. Recovered by Harbor Beach very quickly. Number 8, Tyler Kruger, lost the handle on it as he basically getting to the line of scrimmage. Just popped right out. But no one really knew where it was, though.
Evan Blanchard did, though, as he pounced on it. And he did lift that pickle squirt away from that one, Clark. He hung on to that, baby.
Does it matter if it's dill or...
Oh, no, you can't. No, when they squirt away from you, they're not dill. They're green and... mushy and, they're terrible.
I'm going to take your word for that.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I'm going to give that as apparently a gain of 4 there. So it is 2nd and 6, a very long 6, I should actually 2nd and 7. Kraft hands it off to number 2, Travis Essmaker, who has more room to run. And another foul gets popped off on the tackle. Looks like he had it right there, and looks like North Huron finally catches a break, and North Huron recovers the fumble on the 2-yard line.
Well, let's see who's coming up with that. There, it looks like the guy that's going off, if I can get his jersey number, his last number is 4.
Let's see here. Let's give him some credit where credit is due. Number 24.
Number 24 for the North Huron Warriors.
Mike Krzyzewski.
Krzyzewski. Yes.
That's not a kindy name at all.
Oh, no.
So Strzeski in there for the fumble recovery, giving North Huron a little glimmer of hope here with 3:16 left in the first half. Can they drive it 98 yards down the field to get on the board before halftime? Case hands it off. Looks like no gain, if any, at all.
Number 54 for the Pirates, that being Josh Keyes and Sloan Klasky on the hit for the Pirates.
Number 44, Brandon Moore, the ball carrier there. No gain.
Well, at least maybe they can run the clock out and go in there and reconvene. The Pirates will be receiving the football as we start the third quarter, which is not good.
Not at all. North Huron starting to look a little tired.
Right.
So the ball carrier looks like number 25 there. A new ball carrier, number 25, which is Justin Hatch for the Warriors. Moves ahead about 2 yards.
Josh Keyes and Gavin Colapart again on the hit.
So a two-yard gain for Justin Hatch, number 25, for the Warriors, bringing up 3rd and 8. 2:12 to go in the first half. Third and 8 for the Warriors. 34-0 Harbor Beach over North Huron. It's been all Harbor Beach offense the entire game. But just now, North Huron recovers a fumble on their own 2-yard line. They have now 96 yards to go until a touchdown. Hands it off. Number 48 moves ahead about 7 more yards.
He was carrying Sloan Klasky down there, but it's going to bring up a 4th and 4, looks like, from here, Clark.
So, Strzeski with a 4-yard gain there, bringing up 4th and 4 for the Warriors. Excuse me, minute 30 remaining in the first half.
34-0, folks. Pirates.
So, all Harbor Beach thus far in the first half. North Huron in no hurry. Looks like they're just going to basically play defense with the ball. Three men in the backfield for North Huron. A toss in the backfield and a fumble.
He recovered it, I believe.
The toss was not fully received by
number 44. No, the Pirates covered it. Number 18.
Number 18, Kurt Messing, recovers that one.
Last week's quarterback.
That's right. Number 44, Brandon Moore, tried to catch the toss from Case. No dice.
No dice. It went off his chest and hit the ground. I thought he got it back, but he didn't.
Not quite.
Messing went in there and recovered it for the Pirates.
So, just like that, Harbor Beach back on offense on their own, basically where they basically dropped it off.
North Huron right now has been shell-shocked, so to speak, and they're just waiting to get in there at halftime so they can regroup.
Kraft wasn't quite sure, was expecting to, and another fumble, in fact. Kraft was expecting to see a running back behind him. There was none.
They went the other way, and he went the wrong way.
Well, he was turned around. He thought his left.
Yeah,
not the left. So Kraft wasn't quite sure, had to keep it for himself, got behind the line of scrimmage by about 5-6 yards, and now the officials are trying to figure out, because there's also a flag on the play at the same time.
Well, first of all, whose ball is it?
That's a very good question.
And they're pointing toward Harbor Beach. Illegal shift against the Harbor Beach. They declined, and it looks like North Huron recovered it. There was three of them getting together on that one, Clark, and I'll tell you what, they're going to have to be a little more decisive in their calling out there.
So, North Huron ball once again. And in doing so, they basically gained 5 yards out of the matter.
That's right.
They now have 90 yards to go for an end zone touchdown. With 1 minute remaining, North Huron on their own 10-yard line, 1st and 10. Offense back on the field. Case with the end around. Number 89 getting hit about 3 yards down the field. Number 89.
Your friend, come on now.
Eric Lesperance.
Lesperance made the run and brought down by number 22, Colapart, and number 7, Derek Puff, for the Pirates.
So a 3-yard gain for Les Perrins. That's a very, very short 3 yards. It's now 2nd and 9.
But it took 30 seconds off the clock, so we got about 30 seconds to go now here on 2nd down.
As the clock continues to tick, 25 seconds remaining as they continue to hand it off, and looks like North Huron is just going to let this one run out.
Sloan Klasky on the hit, number 45, and number 54, Josh Keyes.
So number 44, Brandon Moore, the ball carrier, the workhorse for tonight, maybe a gain of 1, and that's going to, with 6 seconds remaining, that is actually going to bring an end to the first half. It is Harbor Beach out early and often, 34-0 over North Huron at the end of the first half, 34-0 Harbor Beach over North Huron. You're tuned to WLEW. We'll be back right after this with our halftime show with Ron Lehrman.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead. Ed.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Cotic Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-